AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden was asked about requiring all federal workers to get the coronavirus vaccine.
That's under consideration right now, but if you're not vaccinated, you're not nearly as smart as I thought you were.
There's been a rise in the number of coronavirus cases linked to the Delta variant and people who are unvaccinated. The CDC is now recommending people wear masks indoors in some parts of the country and at schools. The president was asked if the guidelines will create confusion.
The more we learn about this virus and the Delta variation, the more we have to be worried and concerned. And then only one thing we know for sure, if those other 100 million people got vaccinated, we'd be in a very different world.
Los Angeles and St. Louis are among the communities to revert to indoor mask mandates. On Capitol Hill, Washington, D.C. police officer Michael Fanone talked about what it was like January 6th, the day of the Capitol riot.
I had been beaten unconscious and remained so for more than 4 minutes.
Four police officers testified to the House Select Committee looking into the riot. They were emotional. They were angry.
I feel like I went to hell and back to protect them and the people in this room. But too many are now telling me that hell doesn't exist, or that hell actually wasn't that bad.
Republicans have resisted the investigation and embraced Donald Trump's downplaying of the day's violence. Simone Biles says she will decide soon whether to continue at the Tokyo Olympics. She withdrew from the women's gymnastics team competition.
No injury, thankfully, and that's why I took a step back, because I didn't want to do something silly out there and get injured. So I thought it was best if these girls took over and did the rest of the job, which they absolutely did.
Biles says it was stressful. The U.S. won the silver medal. Meantime, in Tokyo, the city reported its highest number of coronavirus infections 4 days after the start of the Olympics. At the closing bell, the Dow finished down 85 points. This is AP News. President Biden is proposing tougher vehicle mileage standards to cut down on greenhouse gases.
Industry and government officials briefed on the plan tell the Associated Press that under the Biden administration, the Environmental Protection Agency and Department of Transportation are expected to release proposed rules that would tighten tailpipe emissions standards rolled back under President Trump. Applying a framework from California, the rules would begin with the 2023 car model year and ramp up in 2025 to Obama-era levels of a 5% annual increase in the mileage standard. They're shooting for 40% of all new car sales to be electric by 2030. The move comes at a time when Americans are buying record numbers of less efficient pickup trucks and SUVs. Jennifer King, Washington.
Mike Nierman, a former Oregon lawmaker who was expelled for letting violent far-right protesters into the state capitol, pleaded guilty to one count of official misconduct. He was sentenced to 18 months probation. Nierman was seen on security video opening a door to protesters. I'm Ed Donahue. AP News.